There's only one message. There's only one way from here to God, and that's smack dab through Jesus Christ. You're not going to go to heaven by your works. Just is not going to happen. Those of you who believe you can be saved today and lost tomorrow, make sure you began right. In other words, make your calling and election sure this way. Were you quickened? Were you called by the Spirit of God? Did He bring you out of your deathbed when you were dead in sins and trespasses? Did He come to the cemetery where you were and call you to life? The reason I preach the gospel every time I preach is because we're at war. We're at war with religion. The great plot and plan of Satan is to take away the gospel, water down the gospel, dress up the gospel. The truth is, the gospel is a message about a gory, a bloody sacrifice for sin on Calvary's cross. That God invaded this earth in the person of His Son and actually went up on Calvary and paid our sin debt and set us free. And you know what? If you're a child of God, you never get tired of that. Many times in 54 years, people have come to me and said, you know, Pastor, we're going to leave the church because we're just not getting fed. Oh, you want more than Christ? You want more than Christ and Him crucified? Well, we would like for you to tell us how to live. Well, would you feast on this? Don't go to the pool hall. Don't go to the bowling alley if it has a bar in it. Make sure you dress modestly. And find in your sanctification... Look, why don't we get real here? Your sanctification? How sanctified are you? Well, I can tell you this. Your flesh is not sanctified at all. It's just as filthy and rotten and conniving as it were when you came out of your mother's womb. You came forth from the womb speaking lies. You were a depraved creature. You can't sanctify the flesh. I do know this, and I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, you know, he's an antinomianistic preacher. He's a no-law preacher. Yes? No rules, preacher. I am not depending on my holy life for my assurance. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. He gives eternal life to His people. And the love of Christ constrains me. Somebody said, Pastor, it sounds like you're preaching that you can live like hell and still go to heaven. Well, I would tell you this, your flesh is hellish. It doesn't get any better. In your flesh dwells no good thing. You're just like the Apostle Paul. Oh, wretched man that I am, not I used to be, not I once was. And always remember, he said that after 30 years of preaching. Oh, wretched man that I am. Not I used to be a wretched man. I'm wretched now. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ. I know some of you are watching and maybe you have just, for the first time, you're seeing a video like this and you're thinking, well, I've never been in a church where a preacher said anything like that. Then you haven't heard the gospel, but you're hearing it tonight that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. I guarantee you this, love to Christ will sanctify your life. You know what keeps me from things that my flesh wants to do? I think about the Redeemer, the Savior. Paul said that in a Corinthian letter, that the love of Christ constrains me. What a power love to Christ is. How we have got this so backwards, so upside down. Think about what Noah did. Think about what David did. Think about those Old Testament saints. And then you get over into the New Testament. The worst of people. The worst of people, I would say to you heroin addicts, to you crack addicts, to you streetwalkers, to you self-righteous church-going people, look to Jesus Christ. Trust Him. You are a depraved sinner, and need a Savior. And He is the perfect Savior for poor sinners.